you know, we really are have entered an age in which the United States is going to sort of thrive or perish as an information economy, as we move from manufacturing to information, as well as the digital revolution and its impact on our traditional communication systems. And this report took a really fresh perspective about this and said we should be looking at information ecosystems in the communities in which we live. It's very exciting to talk about virtual worlds and very exciting to talk about the challenges of newspapers. But what we did is say take a perspective of what are really the needs that information systems have to serve for our local communities, and how can we contribute to a fresh vision and perspective in thinking about that.
And the reason why I wanted to have you guys on was because there are, I think, government implications in there, and as the former chairman of the FCC, I can tell that there are some government implications in there. One of the recommendations that you guys came up with was to require governments at all levels to operate transparently, facilitate easily and low-cost access to public records, make civic and social data available in standard formats that support the productive public use of such data. What does that mean?
It's a good question. You know, we think a lot about content, right, when we talk about information age and digital systems. And what I would say is the killer app, if you will, really is the government itself. The government is the greatest repository of critical information of any of the institutions that most of us come into contact with. They collect data that's critical to our understanding of public problems and opportunities. And it's really important that they perceive themselves as institutions that, as the keeper of the public trust, provide that information in a manner very, very suitable to be used and engaged and acted upon in digital frameworks. So part of that recommendation is about good governance. We want governments to be open and transparent about the activities that they engage in, but we also want them to begin to more fully open up the vaults of information that they have and make them available in lower cost, easier ways to the consuming public. And, you know, one interesting way is to provide data that really is can be read essentially by computers in a way that you can really create useful applications and useful analysis of government activity. And one compliment I would give to the federal government is they recently opened up a webpage called data.gov in which people are able to get access to government information sets of data and indeed download them in computable readable formats so that, you know, somebody who wants to build an interesting application about the National Park Service, for example, could do so with access and inputs from the government.
Is it hard to get government entities, especially as you get down to the more local level, is it hard to sort of bring them along and get them on board and convince them that maybe this would actually save them money in the long run and that security issues aren't a problem and that it's okay to share this information? Is that a mindset that we are starting to overcome?
That's a great question. I think it is challenging. I think we have to be ambassadors to to help local communities and local community leaders understand why this is way more opportunity, both in terms of more efficient and cost-effective operations of the government. I mean, just think about, you know, the Internal Revenue Service alone spends, something like 35 cents to process an electronic tax filing, but spends well over $2.80-something to process a paper tax return, and yet the vast majority of tax returns are still in paper form. So you can, just one example where you can see, A, there's an enormous cost savings. Secondly, there's an enormous ability in a democratic society to really get the kind of feedback and pressure testing on policy choices if you have a system that involves the public more fully. And I think that traditionally, unfortunately, we've tended to treat broadband deployment and information and all of this as kind of utilities regulation, kind of like oil, gas, and water. I think we're starting to have a sort of a healthier vision about how important this is to the future of the country and our children, and to think about it politically in a much more useful way.
So if you don't regulate it as a utility like oil, gas, and water, how do you regulate it?
Well, some elements, of course, always will be regulated as infrastructure. You know, the telephone companies providing infrastructure are certainly going to raise those kinds of questions. But I think our challenge in the report is to rise above that and say, no, let's take a more holistic view. In a community, what would you call an information-healthy community? Just like we would say the roads the transportation systems are effective, the public health system is effective, the educational system for our kids is effective. Is our information system effective and healthy? You know, do we have, you know, we talk about technologies like high-speed internet and, you know, local televisions and newspapers, but we also talk about, you know, how vibrant is your local public library as a hub and source for information. We talk about the government transparency points. We talk about quality journalism without necessarily embracing one specific model for supporting that journalism, like the newspaper model. So, you know, our view is to say these technology and information systems should be seen as components of solving, you know, our national priorities. So healthcare, education, these are technology problems too. They're information problems too. And let's see them in that bigger context and not just as you know, the fare of what the, you know, electric rates are.
You mentioned data.gov and somebody who has been there and done this and had to deal with these kinds of issues around transparency and how you reach out to public and provide information. Government going in the right way right now, or is there more to be done?
I think it's going in the right direction with a lot more to be done. I mean, we're going in the right direction, but, you know...
You sound really like a GAO report.
I don't either. we really have just started moving in this direction, and governments will always be somewhat reluctant, right? I mean, there's an enormous fear factor of, you know, not only because you can be criticized, not only because, you know, you can inadvertently reveal stuff earlier than you're ready to cope or deal with it, and, you know, and in the more, you know, high-end sense of national security, you want to be careful about things that really do have significant needs for confidentiality. I think all of that said, you know, in enormous, and I would probably surmise the vast majority of government and information and data probably could be used to much higher and better uses if made available to the public, and that we're sort of, you know, having institutions that in a kind of knee-jerk way tend not to want to disclose it.
Let me ask you one last question, and it's about broadband, because you're the person who is followed in your shoes is Mr. Jenikowski, making a big push into broadband. How important is this to this entire framework that we're talking about?
It's critical. It's critical because broadband is becoming, there was a time when people would debate this, I think that debate is over, in which this is going to be the most critical platform on which our country's economic and social prosperity is built for the foreseeable future. Meaning, you know, you're going to have a subpar education in the United States if you don't have broadband and digital resources at home. You are going to have limited job opportunities if you're not conversant in broadband and the tools of the information age. You may not even be able to apply for a job. You know, one of the things we've observed is that a huge percentage of job opportunities now are only posted and you can only apply for them online. Well, imagine if you're a household who has no access to such resources. I mean, you literally are going to have the job market removed from your vision. And, you know, as we see things like the manufacturing sector decline, you know, the difficult times being faced in places like Detroit, we put a lot of faith and hope in both the green economy and the information economy, but yet we still don't have a population who necessarily is holding the tools and the platforms necessary to be full participants in that, and that should worry us. That should be a great national priority. Otherwise, all the talk about this great age and this great revolution are ultimately hollow.